I wonder if my brother and his men really did just wait in the hall for the sun to crest the horizon. We let them in, and Vuxon glances at Selin, then back at me.
It would be best to dismiss her. Domin Sharum is not for the eyes of women.
Not going anywhere.
She can stand between sides and judge.
I nod, and he removes his armor. Then we both raise arms, letting our seconds perform a search for hidden items. I've told Fasik what to look for, and he does well, making my brother remove the horror jewelry from his wrists, fingers, and ankles. My brother does so with calm confidence, and I remember Selin's words.
You choke like everyone else.
Everyone warned me, but here I am, muscles all in a knot as I move to face my brother. Vuxon is of an age with most of my siblings, on the sunny side of 35 summers. That makes him twice my age, but still in his prime, with twice my experience at least. Can I really beat him?
Begin.
My brother wastes no time, darting forward, hand chopping like a hatchet. I swat it aside, but he follows quickly with more attacks, each flowing smoothly into the next, leaving little exposed as he thrusts open palms and stiffened fingers. All the while, his feet move like a dancer's, trying to position me for a takedown. I keep my defenses in close, blocking and accepting minor hits without committing myself to an attack that might leave one of my limbs vulnerable.
I expected better, brother. Do you fear to strike?
The Qin Prince has a coward's heart.
They're baiting me. I know it. And yet it works. I throw a tap punch. And Vuxon flows around it like a viper, threading his arm through my armpit and latching fingers onto my neck, even as he kicks out one of my legs and I slam painfully down onto one knee. There's a hole in my guard then, and Vuxon has another hand around my neck, locking his fingers, even as his legs pumped to drive me to the ground. It's a strong hold, powered as much by my brother's weight and my own struggles as it is his muscles. Already I can feel my face swelling as he cuts off the flow of blood to my head.
Olive!
There is no quarter here, brother.
I lock my grip. The tight hold, bolstered by weight and struggle, means it's muscle against muscle, bone against bone. I pull with all my strength, twisting as soon as I feel a shift. My brother's wrists break, but to his credit, he does not cry out. I let go one arm and throw myself forward as I yank the other. Vuxon flies over my shoulder to land on his back on the floor. His arm is locked, and I twist before he can recover, driving my elbow down hard. The arm shatters, and while Vuxon is too disciplined to scream, his eyes droop. I finish the fight with a simple roundhouse punch that lays him out on the floor.